This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 30th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The City Council of Santa Monica, California has voted to confront the Federal Aviation Administration over jet traffic at Santa Monica Airport. The council approved an ordinance on Tuesday which prohibits jets with landing speeds higher than 121 knots from using Santa Monica, which the FAA calls an important reliever airport. Operators of bigger, faster Class C and D jets, including six of them based at the airport, don't have to sweat it right away. The FAA is expected to get an injunction, and the last time this happened, a resolution took 5 years. 2008 will mark the 10th anniversary of the certification of the Cirrus SR-20. To celebrate, Cirrus plans to unveil the SR-20 Generation 3. Brand new from nose to tail, the SR-20 is available to order with deliveries beginning in early January. Cirrus Chairman and CEO Alan Clapmeyer spoke out on the significance of the plane. Quote, "When the SR-20 was certified in 1998, it literally shook up the whole industry and put us on the map. Until then, we were thought of as a kit manufacturer. But when the industry took note of the SR-20's incredible design, as well as its many innovations and safety features, they knew we were a force to be reckoned with." Unquote. Like the G3 version of the SR-22, the SR-20 G3 will move to a carbon fiber wing spar. The new plane will have a redesigned and longer wing for increased performance and payload, a 200-horsepower Continental power plant, and a 49-inch wide leather-trimmed cabin. The company says the many improvements come with no net increase in weight. He's only the acting administrator of the FAA for now, but Robert Sturgill sounded comfortable in the seat as he spoke on Thursday morning before the 4th annual FAA International Safety Forum, now underway in Virginia. Sturgill urged attendees to get behind the idea of implementing safety management systems in their respective operations. Quote, "Aviation no longer is in the business of combing through ashes and wreckage to find answers. SMS will give us the intelligence we need before the problem reaches the headlines. When it comes to risks, the low-hanging fruit is long gone. SMS uses hard data to point us in the direction we need to go. We don't have to wait for something bad to happen." Unquote. A complete transcript of Sturgill's remarks can be found at aero-news.net. Airlines in the United States are looking forward to claiming 2007 as their first profitable year since 2000. But the head of the International Air Transport Association cautioned U.S. carriers not to celebrate too much. Reuters reports that in a speech Wednesday to the Washington Aero Club, Giovanni Bisignani warned the bubble could burst due to a number of factors, in particular labor unrest and credit woes. Quote, "Unfortunately, as the industry shows even fragile profitability, labor starts to look for a free lunch. If labor pursues an agenda as an irresponsible adversary, our common future is limited," unquote. Bisignani also warned U.S. carriers which were reluctant to order new aircraft in 2006 and 2007 that they may find manufacturers unable to fill any new orders for several years. Bisignani summed it up for the Associated Press, quote, "The industry is out of intensive care, but the industry is not financially healthy," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Air Force regrounds a bunch of F-15s. It's cheaper, it's better, but the FAA doesn't want it. And China's military opens more civilian airspace. And don't miss today's ANN special feature. You'll hear Jim Campbell's exclusive interview with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton on topics including Cessna's successful bid for Columbia and the decision to build the Skycatcher in China. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.